I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. A 21-year-old Philadelphia man has been charged with murdering a pregnant woman and her unborn child Friday night. But police are looking for someone else. KOTV's Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson explains.
Authorities say their deaths are at the hand of Razik Bumpus, who's now been charged with murder and murder of an unborn child, as well as related offenses. The woman is identified as 39-year-old Asan Charmita Rahman. Detectives say her 40-year-old boyfriend and the baby's father was also shot in the chest, but is the one who drove Rahman to the hospital. He is still in critical condition.
Officials are continuing to look for another man they believe was at the scene of the shooting, which they say may have been drug-related, and they're investigating the boyfriend's involvement. The suspect is in custody and has been arrested two other times this month. Police are looking for the driver who killed a Temple University student Monday night in a hit and run. It happened near 8th Street and Cecil B. Moore Avenue around 9 o'clock. Police say the 27-year-old man was struck by a gray Hyundai going the wrong way on 8th. The latest from KYW's Mike Doherty.
Accident Investigation Division Captain Mark Overwise says the driver and passenger ditched the car about two blocks away.
You have a vehicle in custody. We know that it is the vehicle. Eventually, we will get the driver. I would encourage the driver to examine their conscience and do the right thing and give us a call and tell us their side of the story.
Overwise says the victim was in the crosswalk when he was struck. He is a part-time student at Temple University and he has not been publicly identified yet.
Anyone with information on the driver is asked to call police. Pennsylvania lawmakers are looking at ways to fix a potential ballot counting issue on election night caused by recent changes to state voting law. Pennsylvanians now have the option to vote by mail for any reason, but current election law says those absentee ballots cannot be counted until the polls close on election night. And KOTW Harrisburg Bureau Chief Tony Romeo reports it's raising concern.
Mike Straub, spokesman for the House Republican Majority Leader, says lawmakers have heard the concerns of county election officials.
They're asking for maybe some additional leeway in terms of opening the ballots ahead of time, potentially counting them ahead of time, and we're engaged in those discussions.
Straub says the goal is to find a best practice solution to the problem, but he says agreement on that solution may not come in time to be enacted before the April 28th primary.
Some think there could be a delay in results on election night. Declawing could soon be illegal in New Jersey. The bill sponsored by Senator Troy Singleton of Del Ran would prohibit the surgical removal of the claws of cats and other animals unless medically necessary, like extracting a cancerous tumor. Violators could face up to a $1,000 fine and 6 months in jail. There could also be civil penalties between $500 and $2,000. The legislation unanimously passed in the Senate Environment and Energy Committee Monday. It will still have to pass the full Senate and Assembly and be signed by Governor Murphy. Animal activists say declawing is cruel and painful to animals, while those opposed say declawing could be the difference between life and death. Last summer, New York was the first state in the country to ban declawing. PennDOT says that this light winter stays the course. It could save millions of dollars that would go right into road projects in our region. Spokesman Brad Rudolph says this big indicator is the amount of salt that crews spread.
Still have 120,000 tons of salt on hand because we've only used a little over 17,000. So we'll have to order less next year. So that money will be saved in next year's budget. So there's a lot of savings to be had. It's all going to be used to maintain and, you know, improve our network.
So far, PennDOT has used a little more than a third of $30 million budgeted for snow and icy conditions. Rudolph says that means more money could be diverted to spring and summer work, some getting underway now, like pothole repairs.
Our lightest of winter was 97-98, when we spread just over 14,000 tons of salt. This year would be second.
There's still 4 weeks of winter to go, and even if another storm or two hits, Rudolph says the budget shouldn't be affected too much. That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.